Well, amen. What a blessing the music has been, and well, we really miss that as well. It just, the Lord works through the music in this church just to minister to us, and I really appreciate everyone that's involved in that. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and look with me to the book of Proverbs in chapter 15. We've been in a series, as I've been preaching in Sunday mornings, in the book of Proverbs. And I think it's possibly a book that is needed more today than ever before in the United States of America, because in the book of Proverbs, we find that it reveals knowledge from God. It reveals wisdom from God. And then it reveals common sense, just common sense. I think one of the things that we have been lacking in our government and in our country is common sense. And I think common sense follows biblical knowledge and biblical wisdom, and it all just goes together. And so the book of Proverbs, many people will have chosen to read a chapter a day based on the whatever the day of month it is, because if you'll do that, you'll read through the book of Proverbs every month. And it's just a blessing to have that. And we do need that knowledge and wisdom and common sense. This morning, we're going to be looking at chapter 15 in one verse, and many of the Proverbs are standalone verses. Each one reveals an antithetical statement, which is presented to us from a positive and a negative viewpoint, and so it's just the book of Proverbs is just a unique book in the Bible. And so here in chapter 15, we're going to be reading one verse, and if you'll stand with me, we'll read this together. Proverbs chapter 15. And verse 33. The Bible says this: the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Let's go back over that. The fear of the Lord is acknowledging that there is an Almighty God, reverencing Him. The fear of the Lord is the instruction. Because that's the beginning of wisdom, is the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of the Bible, God's Word. But then it says, and before honor, the honor from God, from an almighty creator God, is our part, humility. And let's pray. Father, we bow before you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every one that's here, that's taken advantage of their opportunity to be in church. And for those that might still be watching via the live stream, and Lord, only you know exactly who is watching and who will be impacted by the message that will be preached this morning. But I pray, God, that you would direct it, and God, that you would help each one of us to open up our hearts and our minds to receive what you have for us, the preaching of thy word. I pray this morning, God, that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Before honor is humility. The way to honor, that is being acknowledged by an almighty God, the way to be to honor from God must come by way of humility. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 4, it says this: by humility and the fear of the Lord, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, riches that impact our lives, not money necessarily, but riches from God that impact our life, and honor and life. The blessings of a life blessed by God. The most blessed by God, as you study the Bible, are the most humble. The most blessed by God, always has been, always will be, are the most humble. So we ask ourselves, does wisdom bring on humility, or does humility bring on wisdom? Which comes first? And I'm not sure. I really don't know that it matters as much, but it does matter to realize they are connected. You can't have one without the other. wisdom and humility go hand in hand. So this morning, understanding this, why are we to seek to be humble and reject what comes natural, and that's pride? If you listen to the philosophies of the world, you're going to find that focused on pride, yeah, not humility. It's not natural. As we study the Bible, it's not of the nature of man since the fall to seek to be humble. It's not natural, and to have it, we must seek it. Anything that doesn't come natural, that if we allow ourselves go, it's going to go toward the ways of the flesh and the pride of life and all the things that God warns us about, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life. When it doesn't come from that, it must be sought after. That means we have to crucify that. And we have to become alive unto God's will for our lives and seek after this idea of wisdom. Two things as we understand why we ought to want to seek after wisdom is understanding the origin of pride, where it comes from, and then the biblical insight that God gives us concerning rejecting the pride and seeking after humility. In the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, and you can write these things down, you don't have to turn there, but in the book of Isaiah, it reveals to us about the beginning, about Lucifer, and over in the book of Revelations, it also reveals to us about the fall of Lucifer, who was created by God with good and actually exceptional good, and a lot of things that we're going to see here in the Bible, what it says about him. But then Lucifer developed this idea of pride. It was his downfall. Because of his downfall, we know that he influenced humanity and it became humanity's downfall. And so we find here in the Old Testament, God gave a prophet's insight into this, and they were prophesying without even realizing all that was connected to their prophecies. But in Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12, it says this, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?" Lucifer is the devil himself. "Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations?" And then it answers that. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." And then the Bible comes back and he says this, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell and to the sides of the pit." Then we look over to the book of Ezekiel. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, we find another prophecy concerning the devil. And again, God's revealed this. God would have us to be aware of this idea of the sinful nature that we all have that comes from pride. Over the book of Ezekiel in chapter 28 and verse 13. "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis and topaz and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald and the carbuncle and the gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets, and the pipes, thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created." Lucifer is a created being. "Thou art the anointed cherub. He was created good. He was created as the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have set thee so thou wast upon the holy mountain of God, and thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. This was the sin that Satan yielded to, iniquity that was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up. This is his sin. This was his iniquity, this pride. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled the sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities. By the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore, will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, the pits of hell. And I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt be any more. Wow. So much there reveals to us the devil. And this again would be the beginning, the origin of pride. Because now with understanding who Satan and knowing what his sin and what took place there, we look at the creation of humanity in the book of Genesis in chapter 3 and verse 4 as the devil, the serpent, addressed Eve. The Bible says this, "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day yet ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods." Satan's downfall and his pride wanted to be as God. And he passes this on to humanity, and he says, "And ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked and sewing fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Be as God. The origin of this idea of pride is the devil himself. I mean, it's a spiritual kingdom. Before humanity was ever created, there was this pride in heaven, and it called Satan, Lucifer, to be cast out of heaven. And now we find as God created humanity, and he created humanity in his likeness after his image, but with a free will. And Satan presented this to Eve, which presented this to Adam, and the very same sin that defiled Lucifer defiled humanity. And that's what the Bible teaches us. That's what God would have us to know. It's recorded in the scriptures for us to understand. This is where this pride that we all possess inside of us, it's of the sinful nature, we have it within us. And if we don't work to overcome it, if we don't overcome it through this idea of humility that God has given to us, then pride will control our lives. The biblical revelation, or what the Bible reveals concerning this idea of pride, is that God hates it and rewards humility. That is reason enough right there. If we believe in an almighty creator God, then I would want God's blessings upon my life. I want to turn away from that which would limit the blessings of God upon my life. And I want to yield to and seek after the things that would bring honor from God. And so over in the book of Proverbs, and again, the book of wisdom, it has so much there for us, but the book of Proverbs in chapter 6, this is what the book of Proverbs alone has revealed to us concerning the revelation of this idea of pride. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19, it lists the things that God hates. And the Bible says, verse 16, these six things that the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. And the very first one on the list of the things that God hates, a proud look. God hates it. And if we are not working to overcome it, all of us will have a proud look. Chapter 11 in the book of Proverbs in verse 2, it says this, when pride cometh, when you yield to it, when you allow it to dictate how you live your life, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The lowly, humility, is wisdom. There in chapter 13 and verse 10, just going through and revealing a few of these things, it's a revelation of God concerning this idea of pride. In chapter 13 and verse 10, it says this, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Pride and contention. Because pride says it's only my way. And when you get dug into only your way, there's going to be contention in every relationship. Only by pride, this pride brings contention in every relationship because it's what I want. It doesn't matter what anybody else wants. It's what I want. It's what I deserve. And only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised understanding of what God wants you to understand is wisdom. In chapter 16, in verse 5, it says this, everyone that is proud in heart, that means you're yielding to it, is an abomination to the Lord. Stop it, is basically what he's saying here. Though hand join in hand, he who does this shall not be unpunished. Down in chapter 16, verse 18, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Chapter 29, in verse 23, a man's pride shall bring him low. You have to be aware of this. It's going to bring you low. It's going to be a hindrance to relationships in your life. It's going to be a hindrance from the blessings of God, being honored by God. This idea of pride, sometimes we don't even realize that's my problem. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor, which comes from God, he's talking about the honor that comes from God, the blessings, the acknowledgement of God in your life, shall uphold. It's going to be there to lift us up. It's going to help us, the humble in spirit. Find the honor of God, the acknowledgement of God, the blessings of God is humility. One of the main lessons that Jesus taught his disciples over in the book in the New Testament now, again, it's what God has revealed to us, the Old Testament and New Testament. Jesus come and he's revealing this to his disciples because they would need this as they would accomplish what he had them here to accomplish in this New Testament church age. And we find here in Matthew chapter 20, in verse 25, they were arguing and trying to work around being the ones that were honored and sitting on the right hand of Christ. But Jesus called them unto him in verse 25 and said, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. That's just a sinful nature. That is the nature of pride in humanity. But it shall not be so among you. You have to turn away from it. It's a natural. And if you're not aware of it, you will go in that direction. But it's not God's will. It's not going to bring God's blessings. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be the great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. You see, what Jesus was teaching his disciples was that they were to stop seeking honor, man's natural desire, and begin seeking humility. Going by the way of nature, we are going to be proud. Going by the way of nature, we're going to seek the blessings and the honor from everyone. But in order to go have the blessings of God upon our lives, we need to seek humility. That means we must turn away from this idea of pride. Man's natural desire is, I can have it all. Yeah. I want it all. I can be the envy of others. Kind of live our lives wanting people to envy what we have, our position. I don't want to serve when I can be served. That's natural. That's the ways of the nature of the devil, which passed it on to humanity, which without addressing will continue to live with. It's not about others. It's all about me. Wow, those things have crossed all of our hearts and minds because it's within us. But that does not bring the blessings of God. They were to stop seeking honor and began seeking humility. When you seek humility, you'll find the honor from God. In Luke in chapter 18, I love this parable that he gave with the very same thought in mind. In Luke in chapter 18, everybody following me this morning? Luke chapter 18 and verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Pride. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. Didn't get to God, but he was praying this, thinking God would hear it. God, I thank thee that I am not as as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Look at me. And you compare yourself with others that are, in your mind, not as good as you are. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I don't want to live a sinful life, but I'm a sinner. I need you. God, I need you. Not only do I need you, God, I desire you. See the difference? Then Jesus says, I tell you, this man, the humble, this man went down to his house justified, receiving the blessings and the honor, the acknowledgement of God. rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. What a difference from the philosophies of the world. God hates pride and rewards humility. So how are we to overcome the sin of pride? That was our text. In case you haven't, go back there with me, our text. One verse. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor, that's what we're seeking after, is humility. Fear God. Apply wisdom and follow the example of Christ. In the book of Philippians, in chapter 2, it reveals something to us here concerning Jesus that we've read it and we look to it, but I don't know that we've ever fully understood and applied it as God would have us to. Philippians in chapter 2 and verse 1, it says this: if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, this is something we ought to have. This is something we ought to look to and seek after. Consolation in Christ, being consoled by Christ, comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, not grieving the Holy Spirit of God that dwells within believers, but the help and the comfort and the fellowship, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory. Pride. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. What a way to live. Look not every man on his own things. Pride. But every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, our example, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, because he was God, but made himself of no reputation. He came not to use his power as God to establish a reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. He sought that. The Creator God was manifest in the flesh and sought to be a servant. Wow. And was made in likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, look what Jesus did. He humbled himself. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Lord of all lords, Creator of all things, become man, and he humbled himself. The example of Christ is an example of humility, and became obedient, obeyed God the Father, wanted to establish everything that God the Father sent him here to establish, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, where he would suffer and bleed and die. Don't stop there, because that's humility. And with humility comes honor. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Humility is followed by honor. No greater example of that than the example of our Savior. As we look at the life of Christ, Jesus was never a floor mat, allowing people to trample upon him. That's not what humility is. That's not what meekness is. Meekness is controlled power. Even though he never allowed himself to be a floor mat, he was willing to die to self for others to come to God, to be reconciled to the Father. That was God's purpose. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. In order to seek and to save that which was lost, he had to seek humility. And after seeking humility all the way to sacrificing his life on the cross of Calvary, we find he received the honor from God the Father. James 4:10 says this, humble yourselves. It's something that I need to do. It's something that you need to do. It's not of this, it is not of the human nature for us to want to humble ourselves. It's of the human nature to want to give in to the pride and the lust. But when we seek after it, understanding what God has revealed to us about it, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. God is the only one that knows me better than I know myself. There's never a time when God is not present with me. There's never a time that God does not know what's going on in my mind. There's never a time that God does not know what's going on in my heart. There should never be a time that I do not recognize God. There should never be a time that I do not recognize Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. There should never be a time when I want to replace the thoughts of Christ with my own thoughts. This is a life of humility. This is a life that brings the acknowledgement of God, the blessings of God, the honor of God into our lives. Am I living a life of humility? Focus on the example of Jesus Christ. Because if I am, I will live the Christian life as God would have me to. The Christian life is a life of humility. When you go opposite that, you're letting the devil have victory in your life. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Do you want to be lifted up? Do you want to experience a peace that passeth all understanding? Do you want to experience joy? By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches. A life that is rich, that brings with it a desire to live it. And honor, the acknowledgement of God, where I can pray and have my prayers heard and answered, and life. Not only life here, but once this world is over and once my life on this earth is over, everlasting, eternal life. By humility, confessing that I'm a sinner in need of a Savior, and by humility calling upon Jesus to be my Savior. Look to Christ and live as God would have us to live, which is based upon humility. What a great message from the words of God. If I could have every head bowed this morning. Only you know what motivates your life. I would encourage you this morning to look to humility and have the mind of Christ. Because that's where true Christianity thrives. And that's where you find honor from God. Father, we bow before you this morning. Lord, I thank you for the privilege of being in church today. I thank you for your presence here in this place. Lord, I don't know what is taking place in the lives of all that are here this morning and all that are coming under the influence of this message. But God, this was your message. And I pray, God, that you would help each and every one to receive it and apply it as you would have them to in their own lives. I pray as a church, God, that you'd help us collectively to apply it, never lose sight of it. God, I pray that you'd bless now in this invitation. For this we pray in Jesus' name.